Content Marketing Institute and Feldman Creative present Content Marketing Minds. Content Marketing Minds. Here to talk about successful executions of the world's most creative content marketing is our program's host, Barry Feldman.
Hello, I am Barry Feldman of the Content Marketing Institute, and I'm pleased to have as my guest today Leanne Johnson, who I understand is the Global Senior Social Media Marketing Manager at Skype. Welcome to the program, Leanne.
Hi there. That's quite the mouthful of a job title.
That is kind of a lengthy job title, but it sounds like an important one. So we're going to talk about a program that is an interesting content idea in every way. I guess it's an app, I guess. It's called Say It With Skype, and you are intimately involved in the program, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I've been the lead on the program now for just over a year.
Okay, I didn't even realize it went back a year. All right, so we'll have lots to talk about. So tell us what it is. I'm going to assume everybody knows what Skype is or do the research on their own, and let's move on to the Say It With Skype program. What is that program?
So Say It With Skype is an app that lives on both Facebook and on Skype.com. It's essentially a group video greeting app. So it's a way to send a video, almost like an e-greeting card that has video, and obviously Skype as a brand is synonymous with video. So the user interface is essentially a group video call. So as you would see if you use Skype with multiple people on the same call. The interesting part of Say It With Skype is that we have filmed music bands. Each of the band was in a different location, so it was in a different Skype window. And they're singing along their version of Happy Birthday or You Rock, which we had for content like Mother's Day. And there's various different content type. And then the real participation from the user part of it is that you can turn your webcam on and sing along. So I could send my friend a happy birthday video greeting card with a band that I know she really likes, and she can see me singing along at the same time as the band, and she receives the card via different methods. You can receive it via Facebook. You can email it to someone, you can send them a link so they can open it in a browser, etc. And then at the end of the video, and once myself and the band have sung along, there is cards that are held up that can be personalized. So I can then write a personalized message to my friend or family. And it's a much nicer way than just the standard kind of happy birthday that you see 50 friends of yours might write on your wall on Facebook on your birthday. This is something that's a lot more personal. It's going to stand out from the crowd, and is really kind of a nice way to show people what a Skype group video call could look like.
I'll say it's certainly one of a kind. I follow you. I hope the listeners understand. They can go check it out themselves, right? Is it available to people that also do not have Skype accounts?
Yep, so you don't have to have a Skype account to use it, and the version on Skype.com is very much there. So also if you're not on Facebook, either to use it or to receive a card, there is the version on Skype. So that it's open to everyone, it's free to use, and it's a fun and engaging way to make someone smile, to send them a different format, whether it's a happy birthday or a You Rock. We had a Happy Holidays version for Christmas with people like Alice Cooper and Boys to Men. So there's many different formats, and it really is something fun and will make you stand out.
Cool. All right, so I want to crawl into your head here and crawl back in time at the think tank that preceded Say It With Skype, I guess, the creation of this idea. What were you tasked with doing from a marketing point of view? What objective were you trying to work towards?
Yeah, and that really is a great question. So for us, the brief really come from finding cool and innovative ways to demonstrate Skype and some of our products and features without being kind of a how-to video or a list of features, and to do something that really kind of was moving the needle for us in the social space. We produce a lot of content We wanted to make sure that we become more engaging, that we build a community, and that we start to move people through almost an education cycle. But as I've said, we've had it kind of being the very dry, hard to digest how-to content. So it's almost a user it really is kind of user engagement. It really is almost like a product demo without people realizing it's a product demo. And then the idea being that at the end of the video, you now have a reason to get your friends together and do a call and cheer your friend up or tell them, wish them happy birthday. And as we all know, Skype is so good at those wonderful moments and really being able to make people happy and smile. I mean, you turn a video on and you see someone and it really is, it's a much better moment than just dropping someone a text message. It really is a personal experience you can share.
Yeah, I guess if you have a product or a service and you offer it for free, from the marketing point of view, you might call that a trial or a demo, like you mentioned, or a demonstration. But from the user's point of view, it's really kind of a gift.
Yeah, very much so. So Skype is obviously predominantly known for our free products. We do have a lot of products and features that are paid for. And group video calling is one of those. So the more people you have on a call that all want to turn their camera on, it's what we call a premium product. But this app and set with Skype is really letting you test and trial and see what that premium product looks like without having to pay for it, which I think is really nice to be able to have that trial, to have those user scenarios of how and why you would want to get a group of friends together and turn your video camera on and make someone smile and really what Skype's about in terms of bringing people together when they're apart and sharing those moments over video.
So who created this? Did it come from one person's brain, or was it collaboratively created in a group session?
Yeah, collaborative across various people that are involved from the product side of things, the product marketing managers, to myself on the central marketing team, that really comes more from an integrated marketing background. I run a lot of the social marketing here and a lot of the video content for YouTube. So there was a team of people and then obviously graphic designers and our editors and then also agencies as well. We have a lead agency on set with Skype that works with us on a lot of our word of mouth platforms. So when we are doing social marketing, and they're very good at the creative and the development side of things.
Yeah, and ultimately, it's an app involving programming, right? You had to hire somebody to work it out.
Yeah, so there is obviously there is the back end, and there is a development team.
Well, how's it going? How are people responding to you? What kind of feedback have you collected from people that are singing happy birthday to each other?
Yeah, the success has been way greater than we actually ever envisaged. So we smashed all of our targets. We've had over 180 million people either using the app, talking about the app, being exposed to it, where they are friends with someone that's had a video greeting posted on their wall. So the reach of the campaign and the reach of the app has been huge. In terms of the sentiment and the reaction, it's been really positive. And we've done various things to really engage the community. You can enter the video that you produce into a contest, and we select the funniest, the best, the innovative ones to win prizes and swag, and then we create mashups of the best videos and we seed those out so that users themselves get their 5 minutes of fame on YouTube. And obviously Skype has a huge reach and hundreds of thousands of followers across our social platforms, if not millions on Facebook, etc. So the feedback has been very, very positive. We held some community polls and ask people what they would want to see as the next content. And the favorite content there was thank you content, which is actually in production right now and will be featuring in the app very soon. So we've done a lot to really build the community, make sure this really is engaging. We didn't just want to have an app and push it out there and not leverage the fans. And we're lucky that we have a lot of returning users, as well as a lot of new and unique and incremental people that are hearing about the app and using it. So it definitely has been a huge success from a KPI perspective.
Yeah, also from a publicity perspective, I guess it's a story, and since I've learned about it, it's a story I run into all over the place.
Yeah, we're lucky on a couple of levels around that. One, it's won a huge amount of awards already. So we've won awards across various different from we won social campaign of the year, we won digital campaign of the year. We've won awards at various different places, and that's obviously helped with press. We've had a few celebrities be part of the app, like the Alice Coopers and the Boys to Men, which again has helped with reach and getting the app on the radar. And then we also run a join set with Skype, which was essentially like an audition. We allowed bands to submit an entry for them to be the next band to feature in the app, which for unsigned bands, people that need exposure, as I've said, Skype has a huge amount of following, and for those bands, we really can help the unsigned and the unsung heroes to basically get some exposure. So we held a competition and we had some celebrity judges. We had Ryan Tedder from One Republic, Pete Wentz, and Matt Pinfield from MTV 120 Minutes. And again, that's really helped with press. So it's helped gain exposure for not only Skype and our product, but also for the bands that feature in the app. And for us, it was really important that we had a mix of bands and a mix of genres. So that's been great, a great success story.
Yeah, and a shameless plug here for my friend Cameron. I know the winners of that contest, and I'm sure you do too. They're called The Real, and they applied for the contest with their version of Happy Birthday and were chosen as the first winner, right?
Yeah, those are. I had the pleasure of meeting those guys. They come into the Skype office in Palo Alto, and they were awesome to work with. Such a humble group of guys, and such worthy winners. Their entry blew the judges away, and they've been great to work with. So they've filmed their version. They're the headline or the house act in the app. They also won some studio time to record songs for their own album. They've been awesome guys.
And there's a ways to go before the kids graduate from school this coming school season, which just began. But if Alice Cooper's involved, I'd like to put in my request to have a graduation card with Alice singing School's Out.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be very fun.
I guess that's the last question I want to ask, and then I'll let you go, because a few minutes ago you mentioned that when I asked you about the feedback you're getting, that you're getting praise, but also suggestions and requests, and that's really cool. You know, that's what social media is all about, and that's what content can be about when you have a two-way dialogue. And I imagine you're going to get feedback and requests and ideas, whether you asked or not. But I'm curious to know, how did you go about asking? Is there a place where a suggestion box where people can stuff?
Yeah, so for the last community poll, we housed that on our Facebook page. We gave people some options, a short list of four pieces of content, kind of a variation of what's a card that you would expect to see in a hall in a Hallmark or wherever you buy greeting cards from. What's a card that you would like a video e-version of? And I think the interesting part of that is we were thinking about versions of what kind of card would you get sent around the office that really is where a group of people get involved. And it's things like congratulations or thank you or bon voyage if people are leaving, or good luck if you're taking an exam or having a baby or getting married, etc. So we gave those versions of the kind of group greeting cards, and we put the poll on Facebook. But for future versions of where we're getting the community involved, there's actually a microsite. Right now we have things like our own Say It With Skype Twitter handle, and we leverage Skype's other owned social channels. But there is a Say It With Skype microsite that's going to be launching in the next couple of weeks, where we found that we now have a huge amount of content, a number of bands we've worked with, a huge amount of fans and followers, and we've been engaging these people across various platforms, that we're bringing it all together in a centralized hub, which I think will really, really help with that community engagement going forward. And it will also help with just bouncing ideas around and figuring out what our fans want.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like if you're a netizen or a citizen of of all things online, and you're connected and you're paying attention one way or another, you're going to come across this, and it sounds like it's got some massive legs. I was thinking when you're talking about babies, that's kind of an obvious card that you need, and it's a very musical one. You could create the lullaby version.
Nice. I like your thinking.
All right, no extra charge. So the thank you one's in the works, and I'm gonna thank you. So I want you to let me know when thank you becomes available, and then I'm going to Skype you a card, and I'm gonna sing along. I'm gonna play along if I can. Can you record yourself making music with your instruments?
Oh yeah, very much so. And we get some great variations of people using musical instruments, but also people getting their dogs and cats involved dancing around. It's very cute. This has really reached a lot of different people. We've had schools in Africa turn cameras on and get the children together singing. It really has reached a wide demographic of people and different creative people that have done some really cool fun things in terms of turning their camera on and getting involved. And just making their friends and family smile.
Right on. Making their friends and family smile. Great way to end it. I thank you so much for joining me on the program today, Leanne. This is Leanne Johnson I'm talking to again with Skype, talking about the Say It With Skype program. It's a lot of fun. It's really, really creative, really interesting, really engaging. Great piece of content to bring to our readers. So I thank you so much for having us.
No, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, we shall talk to you later.
Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for today's presentation of Content Marketing Minds.